Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Anil promised Mala to be home for Christmas. As they spoke on the phone, she heard a female voice calling Anil and ended the call. Sunny also heard Benicia when he was phoning Anil and was very upset. Kavita told Kimal that she wished to come clean and talk about what happened to them. Mala overheard and begged them to tell her what happened, but they refused. Right now, Mala and Shelly are in the yard.
Shelly, thank you for coming over. Right now I feel like if I lose my mind.
Mala, that's what friends are for. As long as we social distance in this yard, here we good. Oh, you want some of this pickle?
Where you get it from?
I make it myself.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Me interest buying certain things on the road. Fruits and vegetables, you just gotta be very careful with. You don't know who you wash the hand and if they wash the fruits.
And the people who selling got to be responsible and got to do the right thing. Because you see what happened to Dine Them? One bad experience somebody have with whatever food you're selling and bam, you lose business.
True. Them churn upstairs?
Me know over by Bibi and Sonny, and Kimal and Kavita, they went to help with some cleanup.
Cleanup?
Yeah, something that ExxonMobil involved in. They said that one of their friend's mother, you know, she worked there and they have like a weekly activity.
Oh, nice man. I hope they gone with the mask and sanitizer.
Yeah, of course. That's a must. They got face shield and mask and the little pocket sanitizer.
Lovely. Exxon really spreading out itself in Guyana though. I glad it's not only about the isle. They're giving back to the country in other ways.
When you think about it, they're not only involved with the business community, you know. I read that they got an agriculture program with Youth Challenge for young people in Rumveld.
I don't know if I own a business I they sign up with the Center for Local Business Development. You know some Guyanese companies gone large and international because of the training they received through the center?
Wow, okay.
Plus Exxon involved with education too. Me and know all the fine details and whatever, but I know they contribute to STEM.
That is science, technology,
engineering and math.
But that's good though, Shelly. You know, some companies just go to a country and don't contribute anything. All it is focused on is making money and don't give people nothing.
Well, you can't say that about Exxon. Local content definitely is a priority for them.
How Divine making out though? She's still going to work?
Nah, she's working from home since like April, man. Since this COVID thing started in Guyana.
Well, it's a good thing that she job wasn't out there where they're bringing up the oil.
You mean with the FPSO?
Yeah.
Because she could have very well been working out there. Anyway, she said that they have strict guidelines for the FPSO workers. Quarantining before going out, special drivers, then people are making joke.
Yeah.
But Divine good.
Baby soon come.
Yeah, but girl, look how time flies, eh? Just now it's February.
Shelly, I'm really happy for she and Ryan, man.
Me too. Well, I can't wait to see the baby. Like it's me child and all.
At least he can give you a chance, you know? Maybe to help you heal?
Yeah. Anyway, what's the deal with you two children?
Girl, Shelly, listen. I overhear them two talking, but when I ask them to tell me the truth, they both ignore me. Shelly, I got a bad feeling based on what I hear, and I don't like it.
What is it?
I want to feel as them children father do them something.
The father?
Listen, based on what they're saying, that is the only thing that making sense.
Wow.
Girl, listen. As mothers, you would never want to believe that the father of your children would harm them. And assure that any father would never want to believe that about the mother of their children.
But Marlo, from everything you tell me about this man, he sound like a very nice and responsible person. You really think he would abuse his own children?
No, but Shelly, remember that when I meet you, I was 15.
Oh, yeah.
And he was done big for me.
So in the way, he's a pedophile?
Yeah.
What's this?
I don't want to believe it. But Shelly, somehow I can get to the truth.
Alonzo, I figure we could talk. It's a bit of a long drive.
Long? 20 minutes and we in Tong, man. 15 miles from Jashong is no distance.
Well, true.
Anyway, I'm just glad we could get this over with today.
Well, we still have to wait a couple of weeks for the results.
Oh, alright. I guess everything goes straight in the new year.
Yeah.
You just always drive so slow?
Slow. I'm going at 65 kilometers per hour.
Road like this, you're supposed to be touching 100.
Listen, I know some of you young people think the world is your personal playground. But I want to live to see a little old age.
Once you know for drive, speed is nothing.
I really hope you don't practice that and get yourself killed.
Nah, man, I save. Wait, man, we gotta stop again. They got too much traffic light on this road.
Those are the rules, man.
Yeah. GPL putting on some new poles in the street.
Sure. That's to do with the power utility upgrade program.
Yeah, one of my buddies working with them. His proper wallable pole, them putting on there, you know.
Nice.
Things looking nice, man. This upgrade's supposed to level off everybody, you know. I just sorry for them people who the thief in light. They gonna get enough problems.
Problems because they have to do the right thing?
You know, they got some people not pay light bill for years.
And that is exactly one of the reasons why we need the upgrade. You know the billions of dollars GPL has lost?
Yeah, but they're surviving.
It's easy for people to talk so casually about people robbing GPL by stealing.
Look, poor people need help.
Look, there's a legal way to do things and an illegal one. I don't think anybody should complain after this upgrade is completed. Because as you said, everybody gone level.
You know how people stay. Somebody can always find some fault.
Well, the whole purpose of this upgrade is to rehabilitate GPL's aged network.
That might cause some people like Bill to go off.
From what I know, you could contact GPL and sort that out.
So simple?
Yeah. They will send somebody to check it out.
Alright. You mind if I take a smoke?
Maybe you should wait. Remember I told you I had a heart attack a few months ago. I don't think secondhand smoke is for me.
Alright. Sorry.
But you really should try to quit.
Quit? This is me comfort. Keep me calm.
There are other things you can do.
Look, when I'm ready for quit, I can quit. But for now, nobody ain't gonna make I give up me cigarettes.
Well, it's your life, young man.
Yeah, and I just live in it.
Well, we soon will get this DNA test sorted.
Yeah, soon.
Oh, gracious me. This bread has gone off, June.
Dad, and the whole loaf.
You know, since Lucilla's gone, it's only me to eat. So I buy too much sometimes.
Well, Mommy will be back soon enough.
Is there anything I can do to save part of this bread? I don't like my money going to waste.
You know you got to be careful with your food, right, Dad?
Maybe the middle part?
No, Dad. Foods that are damaged or moldy could have toxic chemicals.
Oh, dear me. That sounds like a quick trip to the grave.
You're right.
I think I'm getting a bit forgetful. I forget I have food in the fridge. I buy bread when I already have bread.
You miss Mom, don't you?
Don't tell her.
Sure she misses you too. But please, be careful with the food. I know you're aging, but I want you to be around as long as possible.
Don't worry, my dear.
And please, ensure you check the expiry dates on your food too. You shouldn't use food past the expiry date.
You would think my old brain would have retained all this information.
I know sometimes you can get a bit confused.
Talk about confused. I put a chicken in to bake last week and hadn't even turned on the oven. It was only after some time passed that I realized I wasn't smelling the aroma of a well-seasoned chicken, and I checked.
Well, thankfully, you didn't just decide to eat it raw. Raw chicken could have bacteria like salmonella, and that you don't want to mess with.
Oh, dear me.
If you get infected with salmonella, you could have diarrhea, stomach cramps, fever, and that could last for weeks at your age.
And I would probably kick the bucket.
Please, don't go, dear.
Well, thankfully, I turned on the stove and baked a lovely chicken.
I have to come and check on you more often while Mom is away, you know. I don't want you to make a mistake with food.
I appreciate you, my dear.
It's James.
What is he saying?
He and the young man are on their way back to Murundoy.
So, do they know?
No, it will take a couple of weeks to get back the results.
Ah, I see.
But Dad, I really hope this young man is not James' son, you know. I don't know how our marriage will survive this time if it is.
Well, we know James was quite a womanizer back in the day.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder if he has changed.
But I am sure most of the women knew he was married. So, it's not only his fault.
Well, he was the one who made vows, Dad.
Well?
Did you ever step out on Mom, Dad?
Oh, my brain is too old to remember that, June.
Really, Dad? Well,
really? Just like I might slip up and eat some expired food or forget I didn't light the oven?
I beg you, please, don't do that. Be very careful with your food.
Don't worry about it.
I'm serious, Dad. Food safety has to be a priority for everybody.
Okay, my dear. Just keep reminding me.
I will. But back to my question.
Oh, June. Why return to the past?
Because I don't know. Sometimes I wish I could go into the minds of men.
We are not all the same. James is not a representation of all men. He has made his mistakes, but I'm quite confident he has changed. No more womanizing.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.